Now, from high-minded activism to decidedly lower-minded entertainment, and today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for a big orange building in the Canadian city of Vancouver. It's a famous, okay, infamous club. It's hosted rock royalty like Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, and Motley Crue, and sports stars like Dennis Rodman and Charles Barkley. And in case you haven't figured it out from the clientele yet, it's what some would call a gentleman's club. But here's the interesting twist. This strip joint has always served food, but it recently hired a chef to revamp the menu and give customers something else to rave about. And guess what? Apparently, the gentlemen do appreciate gourmet offerings like sea-salted skinny fries and free-range mesquite chicken wings. And since you might get distracted if you try to Google this place, we're going straight to the answer. And don't even think about street viewing this place, people. Marcia Lederman is a correspondent for the Globe and Mail newspaper. She's in Vancouver. Help us out, Marcia. Please, what is the name of this place with the fancy food and the interesting ambiance?
It is the Number 5 Orange.
Number 5 Orange? It's a big orange building. That seems appropriate. So let me ask you the obvious question. First off, who goes to a strip club for the food?
I'm not sure anyone actually goes to a strip club for the food, but the idea is that they're not leaving the strip club because of the food. So apparently, people would come in, enjoy the entertainment for a while, leave and get something to eat, and then come back. Well, you don't have to have a business degree to figure out that that is problematic when it comes to the bottom line. So they were trying to come up with a way to keep clientele in the place, you know, eating and drinking, which, of course, is very lucrative for a gentleman's club.
So they used to serve food, but the people would leave to get other food. So the food that they used to serve must have been really bad.
The word that I heard was inedible. Frozen French fries, frozen hamburger patties. So the idea was, if we brought better food into the place, we could keep people in this place viewing our entertainment, drinking our drinks, and eating our food, and everybody wins, I suppose.
So who's the chef who kicked it up a notch?
His name is Stuart Irving, and he's very well known on the local scene. He had a restaurant called Cobra, which was not far from the Number 5 Orange. And in between doing prep for the day and the busy nighttime rush hour, he would bring his staff over to the Number 5 Orange pretty regularly as a sort of, I think he used the term team building exercise, and was a regular. The management at Number 5 thought, the chef is coming in. Maybe I could talk to him about what's going on here with the food. And when Cobra closed down, there was an issue with the landlord, apparently. There was an opening in Stuart Irving's life.
So you visited Number 5 Orange. You tasted the menu. How was the food?
You know what? It was good. It was really good. And I have to tell you, it's been a long time since I've been in an establishment of this sort. The last time was a bachelorette party that went awry a long, long time ago and in a different city. So I'd never been in this place. I can't say it's the most appetizing environment. However, the food was good and surprisingly fresh and healthy. The salad that I had, it was a sort of a spring salad with organic ingredients and a homemade raspberry vinaigrette dressing, was absolutely delicious. The burger was really good. I mean, I could go on and on. The food is good.
Was it weird being in a strip club and just focusing on the food?
The whole thing was weird, let's be honest. It was one of the stranger assignments of my career, no question. But it was really interesting. And you know what? It actually turned out to be kind of a fun afternoon.
Well, Marcia, thanks so much.
It's been my pleasure.
Marcia Lederman, an arts correspondent for the Globe and Mail newspaper. If you want to see the Number 5 Orange menu, and yes, a couple of photos of the club itself, that's at theworld.org. I can hear our servers crashing right now. And one bit of trivia about Number 5 Orange, Bon Jovi's 1986 album Slippery When Wet was named after a billboard that was once atop Number 5 Orange.